Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Leslie Miller and Casey Gerhart at the Iowa State Savings Bank in Knoxville about the effect potential tariffs could have on Iowa farmers. Well, first off, what is a tariff?
A tariff is a tax that's placed on goods that are imported or exported between countries.
All right, well, let's talk about the recent tariffs that the Chinese threatened, retaliatory tariffs on things that Iowa exports to them quite a bit.
Iowa does export a lot of beans to China, and that was the major news from yesterday's announcement. People were very concerned what was going to happen to the soybean market. It went down 50 cents a bushel, and many traders were commenting that they had never seen that kind of action on the soybean market before. It was a huge surprise to everyone and really threw the markets into a panic. They did not close 50 cents down. They only closed about 22 cents down, but that still means that farmers are selling their beans for a lot less today than they could have 2 days ago.
What type of uncertainty does that bring that Iowa farmers now have to deal with, like you said, that they didn't have to deal with 2 days ago?
Just really eats into their profit potential for the year. We have a situation where farmers have 50% less income, net income, than they had 3 years ago, which, you know, it's like if you're a two-paycheck family and all of a sudden you only have one paycheck to live on. It's pretty hard for people to do that, so you can imagine how hard it is for the farmers to survive that.
Let's talk about what Iowa farmers can do, I guess, for the future, if maybe options that they have if the market continues to be uncertain in the future. What can farmers do today?
We talk a lot about minimizing your risk and trying to lock in a profit where you can when it becomes available. So the one thing that we're preaching right now is really know your break even and your cost of production, both on the crop and the livestock side as well. So if you can maybe go a year without putting P&K on, we've been working on that for 3 years. So we're kind of at a point now where you've got to go back and do, you know, some of those maintenance type things to keep your crop growing and keep the ground in good position as far as soil quality. But know your cost of production. That's key. And then ultimately, get yourself in touch with a broker, potentially, and see if you can put a floor under something, you know, under your crop or your livestock and get yourself in a position where you could lock in a profit if it comes available.
Let's talk about risk, because you say locking in a profit now. Is there any benefit to waiting, or is it just kind of play it safe, make sure you're afloat for years to come?
There's so much volatility today. And so ultimately, if I could tell you that, I wouldn't be here. I'd be in Bermuda because I'd have all the answers. So, you know, just watch the markets, pay attention to those support levels when it hits a bottom and it starts to come back up. You know, pay attention to that and see if you can capitalize on a little higher price when it comes available. But, you know, there's so much volatility today, it's just hard to tell.
Let's say worst case scenario, the markets don't recover. Iowa farmers could be in some trouble, correct?
Yes, they could. If you look at it, Iowa State's done a lot of work with averages, and averages are dangerous because, you know, it doesn't really tell the story. But if you look at some of the work they've put together, just say, looking at, quote, the average farmer over the last several years, you can see where farmers that own their land and did not have any debt against it, they have been doing just fine. Farmers that rented land, like beginning farmers, young farmers, they have lost lots and lots of money. And so we're very quickly turning our ag sector into haves and have-nots, which I hate to see. It just makes it very hard on the beginning farmers.
Well, let's talk about what happens if those farmers don't recover. I know that's kind of a big question of what happens to Iowa's economy. It's very hard for anyone to forecast, but just early goings on, if those farmers don't recover, what happens?
Whenever there's a shortfall or a downturn in the farm income, it does roll through the entire Iowa economy. We're very much an ag-based state. The farmers buy from our manufacturers, they buy farm equipment, they buy Main Street goods. You know, our town square is very dependent on local incomes, and that's all part of it. So if we have a downturn in the farm economy, as we've been having, people start feeling those shortfalls. It ripples through the entire economy.
Obviously, the tariffs were going to take effect. They haven't taken effect yet, and there was kind of a surprise in what China did. They are imposing these tariffs, but they also just recently purchased soybeans from Iowa, correct?
When I woke up, soybeans were down 50 cents a bushel, and I thought, China is either the shrewdest negotiator on the planet, or we are really going to be in big trouble. And ironically, overnight, they came in and bought soybeans at a much cheaper price from the United States, which has kind of given our soybean market a little support. They also, I think, bought from the United States because overnight Brazil bumped the price of their soybeans 50 cents a bushel. So we have some very interesting trade dynamics going on. South America cannot possibly supply all the soybeans. South America and the United States are the two sources of beans for countries that need beans. And South America can't possibly supply all of China's needs. So at some point in time, this issue is going to be resolved. But, you know, it was a perfect move for China to make yesterday because they got a bargain on soybeans.
Let's talk about on a global scale, I guess, what happens if and when these tariffs do go into effect.
On a global scale, you know, ultimately there's just a tremendous flex in the markets that we've seen. You know, the high low that we saw with the 50 cent decrease, and then ultimately the fact that Brazil increased the price of beans. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of competition out there, and that's the key. Whoever can buy it the cheapest ultimately is the winner.
Thanks to Leslie Miller and Casey Gerhardt for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.